Good afternoon. It is indeed a beautiful day. This is the Star Music Quiz. It's 4 p.m., just after 4 p.m.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. Look at the sunshine. It's amazing.
After 5 long months of suffering and terrible weather.
I'm even wearing white trousers. That's how summer it is.
I only wore 3 layers when leaving the house today. Beautiful.
I only wore 2. It's amazing. My name is Mark Gregory. I'm here with my usual producer.
This is Richard Phillips, the King Prawn.
And today, on today's Star Music Quiz, we have two very special guests. We have what I will refer to, perhaps, as one of the latest togwags. This is Miss Sarah Feeding. Say hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Sarah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Northern Ireland.
And what do you study, and what year are you in, and
French
how cool
Spanish
are you?
I studied French Spanish at a year abroad last year.
And we also have a esteemed, in fact, not just an esteemed member, but also the founder of the St Andrews Review, Mr. Joe Fleming.
Good evening, good afternoon, even.
Good
hello.
Introduce yourself, where are you from?
I'm Joe, I'm from Preston in Lancashire, and I'm a fourth year studying modern history.
Great. So, if you're there on the buzz box today, please, you know, as always, feel free to buzz in with any answer to the questions. Now, guys, just to introduce you to the quiz, let you know what's going on, what's going to be happening, there are 5 rounds. As always, there are 5 rounds. You'll be playing for points. I will let you know how many points each question is worth before I ask the question. And the 5 rounds will go on. We'll have musical breaks in between, and you'll need to buzz in before you answer the question. So, Joe Fleming, your buzzer today is going to be...
Is it phlegm?
It's phlegm, yeah. Yes, it is phlegm.
That's quite bitterly ironic, because I am quite heavily asthmatic. So I was a sickly child.
And Sarah Feeney, your buzzer is going to be...
Fiend.
Okay.
Great.
Lovely. Right, so, shall we begin, guys? Are you ready?
Yep.
To let you know, the top score, if you guys get in the top 2, if either of you get in the top 2 for this semester, you'll be asked back for the semester showdown, which will be happening in week 11.
Ooh.
The current top 2 scores are 48 and 46.
Crikey.
So they're quite high this semester already. We've only had 2 rounds. Lovely. Let's begin. The first round, as always, is the musical menagerie. This is a general knowledge round, but I hear from a few fairies on the grapevine, as it were, that you were both massive Taylor Swift fans.
That is true to my shame, yes.
So I have organised for the general knowledge round to be a general Taylor Swift knowledge round.
Fantastic.
So each question is going to be about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
This is the only Taylor Swift... Don't worry. Worry not, listeners. This is the only Taylor Swift-based round we'll be having in the show. We'll be not moving back to normal music eventually. But the first 10 questions are all worth 1 point each. So, shall we begin?
Yes.
With the general musical Taylor Swift menagerie. Question 1. In which American state was Taylor Swift born?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is correct. You may buzz in before I've answered the question if you'd
like
to.
Okay, that was the thing. I was didn't know whether you were a Paxman and allowing that sort
off,
of...
She's
from Wire Miss...
isn't it? I've started off in it.
Yeah. She's from Wire Missing in Pennsylvania. There we go.
Wow. Question 2. At what age did Taylor Swift move to Nashville, Tennessee?
Phlegm. 14.
14 is correct. This is ridiculous.
This is disgusting.
Emily says, Fiend is keen on the buzz box. Question 3. What was the title of her third single, which made her the youngest ever person to single-handedly write and perform?
Phlegm. Teardrops on My Guitar.
No, it's incorrect. I'll carry on. Made her the youngest ever person to single-handedly write and perform a number one song on the country chart.
Can I?
You can buzz in.
Can I buzz again? Pitch to Burn.
No, it's also incorrect.
Fiend, Love Story.
No, it's our song.
Oh yeah.
I feel like once you've buzzed in, the other person should get the next guess.
All right.
Yeah.
Favoritism, Richard. No. God.
Fairness. Come on.
hang on. Question 4. What was the name of Taylor Swift's second album?
Phlegm. Fearless.
Is correct. Well done, Joe Fleming. 1 point. Question 5. Which Canadian country artist does Swift cite as her biggest influence?
Phlegm.
Joe Fleming, I think.
That is Leanne Rimes.
It's incorrect.
No, Shania Twain.
Shania Twain is correct. This is ridiculous. I've literally gone through Wikipedia and found the most interesting facts I could about Taylor Swift.
Exactly what both of them have done.
Question six. Which fellow male artist was the presumed subject of her song Dear John?
Phlegm. John Mayer.
John Mayer is correct.
Even I knew that.
Question seven. On which American TV crime drama did Swift make her acting debut? Sarah?
CSI.
Is correct. What did you, bonus
Miami,
point, what did she
wasn't
play?
It?
I don't know.
She played, quote, rebellious teenager. Yeah? Question eight. On what the amount, this is a hard one. On which, I think it is hard anyway. On which popular US sitcom is Swift due to star as
the name? It's New Girl.
Yeah, correct. Well done.
I have no friends.
She'll be starring as Elaine, a scorned ex-girlfriend who tries to stop a wedding. Question nine. Which track from her latest album, Red, features vocals from Ed Sheeran?
Flem.
Oh, that was... I'm going to give it to Sarah because she's losing.
Oh, my life.
She's forgotten.
Everything has changed.
He's correct. I was just about to pass it over. Final round of this... Final question of this round. This is one of the best... startup rounds we've ever had, I think.
Ridiculous.
Only one question has not been answered correctly. Question 10, there are three answers to this one.
Righto.
Name one or two or three of Taylor Swift's nicknames.
Phlegm.
Yeah.
T-Swizzle.
T-Swizzle is one of them, yes.
Tay-Tay is one as well.
Tay-Tay is one of them, yes. You can buzz in if you want.
Swifty
is the third. Yes, well done. So that's the end of the first round. With 4 points, Sarah is just slightly behind on Joe, who's got seven.
So I paused on CSI because I was trying to think. I thought it was CSI. I was trying to think of like the place.
It didn't say it was.
So there we go.
CSI,
there we go.
Investigation. So I assume it was the original one, which is I don't know. Whichever.
Don't know.
It was 2000 that it happened. So it was quite a while ago. Like I say, after round one, Sarah's on four, Joe's on seven. We're going to start with Joe's picked song for today.
Yeah.
I know you're also a big Keane fan. Would you like to introduce this song for us?
This is the best pop song ever written, and it's Bed Shapes.
By
Keane.
Yeah.
That was Keane with Bed Shapes, as picked by Joe Fleming. Joe, why did you pick that song? Why do you think it's the greatest song of all time?
Well, I mean, when I say that, I don't necessarily mean it. It's the song that has had the most impact on affecting my music interests ever since. Because Hopes and Fears was the first album I ever bought, and that's had... So all the music that I like now pretty much involves white middle-class men with extremely high falsettos singing about how dreadful they are in relationships to a piano backing.
Great. Someone
on the Buzzbox said that's depressing. It's not depressing, it's heartfelt. There's a difference.
Yes, Snoop Swaggy, it's heartfelt, not depressing.
It's thoughtful.
Although Snoop Swaggy, I'm sorry, but to answer your question, when's the T-Swizzle round? We've already had it. So when you arrive 10 minutes late to a radio show, that's what happens. You miss the best round. Sorry. But next week, if you're going to come and be on the show, Snoop Dogg, you're going to have to be on time, I'm afraid. Sorry about that, Snoop Swaggy. Enjoy the rest of the show. Yay! Right. The next round is the catchy covers round. Now, this is a new round for this semester. We've had a couple of these, and they've gone on pretty well. Basically, I'm going to play you 10 a cappella covers of songs.
Right.
I want you to give me the name of the original artist and the name of the song.
Cool.
For a point each.
Are you doing each? You're not doing all 10?
No, I'm just going to do them one by one, okay? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the first one goes like this.
Baby, can't you see? Flem. That is Toxic by Britney Spears.
It is correct. 2 points. That is by the Alley Cat. Question two goes like this. I didn't know. slightly different to the other guys, but it's not. It's out of the blue, and it's Got to Get You Into My Life by the Beatles. No points there. Question three goes like this.
One, two, three.
That's the call, that's the whole tone for the Samaritans. I'll give you all that
you need. What?
That was a joke, it's not really. That
was it's the whole tone for the Samaritans, you get it? Joke. I can feel it getting higher. Because when you call the Samaritans, you're about to like commit suicide.
Okay.
Right, sorry, that was quite dark for Course Pass 4, I'm sorry.
True, okay, number four goes like this.
Put on my blue shoes. Walking in Memphis.
By plane. Cow. That'd be very impressive to
get this. I have
the original.
I feel like the name Mark is in
yes,
there.
Yes,
Mark.
Is the first name.
Mark. Mark. You look down
Can I give half a point? I'm giving half points before. No, first class okay, half a point. You can have half a point for Mark. Any idea can
Mark. Be when I was walking in Memphis. Mark.
No, it's Mark Coe's. Walking with my feet and feet up a beat. That's half a point for Sarah there for that one. And you got the point from Walking in Memphis.
Half a mark, there we go. Try the veal.
Bringing the batter today. I don't need to bring it today, but. Question five goes like this. Ba-doom boom. Ba-doom boom boom. Ba-doom boom.
Can I say the artist? That's Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye. 1 point for Marvin Gaye.
Why is it so hard to find reliable information about grapevines? That's a joke as well.
Goes like this.
That's Bee Gees.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bee Gees did it first, I think.
Bee Gees did it first. Okay. Sorry. Okay, let's get rid of your half mark. You can have an extra half mark.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Great, sorted. Next one, number seven, goes like this.
Flan, that's Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
It is Torn by Natalie Imbruglia by the SoCal Vocals, the current a cappella world champions.
Really?
I like that name.
SoCal Vocals. I thought that was because they're from Southern California.
Yeah.
Number eight. I want the original artist for this one.
Flan. phlegm that is Lady Marmalade. Lady Marmalade. Oh, crikey, because I only know, like, the Christina Aguilera, Little Kim one. The individual artist. Is it a band?
Yeah.
Yeah. The 3 Degrees.
No, it's LaBelle. Probably their only hit.
Oh, LaBelle.
That was Lady Marmalade by the Stanford Harmonix. The next one, number 9, goes like this.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
If you know it, buzz.
Phlegm?
Joe?
The Calling?
No.
Oh, no, it's Wherever You Will Go.
No.
Oh.
Sarah?
Keen.
Yeah.
It's Keen.
It's not Keen,
right?
Hang on, can I have another go? Just hang on. Oh, it's Hoobastank the Reason.
It's who? Yes, it is.
There we go.
Well, then, Hoobastank the Reason, that was the UVA Academic Competition did it, people. If I could play that song for longer, it's great, because it's a parody, and it's absolutely hilarious. The first line is, I'm not a perfect boyfriend, rather, I'm not a perfect person, it's hilarious. Anyway, the final one of this round, the catchy covers, goes like this. It takes a while to get into it. So Richard picks up his iPad.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor and I
can't help but not.
Oh my goodness, I know this song.
What a beautiful wedding.
Oh, is it Panic Phlegm? Is it Panic at the Disco?
It is Panic at the Disco.
I write sins, not tragedies.
2 points for Joe. Let me check many of them. That was number 10. That was the Rochester Midnight Ramblers with Panic at the Disco's I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. After round 2, Sarah Feeney is on 9 points. Joe Fleming is leading the way on 17.
Wow.
We're going to take another musical break now. This next song is Sarah Feeney's choice. Would you like to introduce it for us?
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. It's.
I was just saying to Mark before that it's my 22nd birthday coming up in a few months, and I'll be absolutely delighted if my 23rd year contains 0.5% of the carefree joie de vivre of that song.
That was Taylor Swift with 22. I'm 22. Are you 22? No, you're too young. You're like 20.
20.
How old are you, sir?
22.
Oh, 22! Bring in the 22, people. Okay. Also, I just thought I'd go around, because obviously we found out Joe was 21, so...
but I have
your birthday?
4th of January.
Yeah, I win. I'm older than you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's that?
We've had quite a lot of buzzing, people, actually. Someone's just said Richard is actually 11.
It's just Scottish. We achieve more in less time.
Apparently, yeah. Snoop Swaggy says, Joe, you're an absolute legend. Thinks that you should have your own quiz show based on your puns.
Oh, right.
Not sure how that would work, but whatever. Senor Chang says cougar. Not sure who that has to
direct. Not appreciated.
This is spiralling. Yeah.
Badger says that they are enjoying Sazzle's gasp every time she recognises the tune. But not necessarily getting the answer right, unfortunately.
Fair.
What else is going on the Buzzbox? We've had... Oh, yeah, this show is better than dissertation editing, according to Rachel. So thank you very much for that.
Woo,
Sarah,
go Rachel.
It's not really much
people.
Of a compliment.
Yeah. Rachel,
hi, girls of 72 Bridge Street.
Whoa, girls of 72 Bridge Street, ace.
And Rachel and Emily.
And Woo. Rachel and Emily, they're there as well. And whoever 1233 is, I don't know who that is.
That's either Jimmy or JP, I don't know.
So, we have come to round 3, which is... I mean, I enjoy all the rounds, but this is a particular favourite of mine, because no one seems to do very well at it. Does that make me a bad person?
Yeah.
Round three is the words of wisdom round. This is a guess the lyrics round, okay?
Yep.
So I'm going to read 10 sets of lyrics out. And like the previous round, I want you to give me the name of the song and the name of the artist for a point each.
Cool.
Okay?
If there are any lyrics about honeys in the club, I'm going to really struggle. There we go.
Question one. I know there's only one like you. There's no way they could have made two. You're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forevermore. I'll repeat. I know there's only one like you. There's no way they could have made two. You're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forevermore.
Can I guess it's Lana Del Rey?
It's not Lana Del Rey, no.
Bit Justin Bieber.
It's not Justin Bieber. It's Barry White.
Oh, right.
With You're the First, Last, and Everything.
Oh, gosh.
Question two. Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my everyday life.
I know this one.
Richard Phillips knows this one. No mouthing the answers.
I'm not giving any clues.
No favouritism here, guys. Come on. Have to be professional. Any ideas?
No.
Oh, is it Life Got Cold by Girls Aloud?
It's Paola Nutini with New Shoes.
Oh, right.
Woke up cold on Tuesday. Looking tired and queen.
Eating quite sick.
Yeah, yeah. Question three. Did somebody tell you what I couldn't tell you? I hope they did. I hope they didn't. Will I learn to regret it, or should I forget it? Whatever this is, it feels electric. You shot me a sweet look, gave me your yearbook, told me to sign. It was a signal, but I couldn't find the words. I just couldn't find the nerve, as usual. Blank faces again in the studio. Is this a hard lyrics round today or something?
Yes.
Did somebody tell you what I couldn't tell you? I hope they did. I hope they didn't. Will I learn to regret it or should I forget it? Whatever this is, it feels electric. You shot me a sweet look, gave me a yearbook, told me to sign. It was a signal, but I couldn't find the words. I just find the nerve as usual.
It's like Katy Perry or something.
It's not
like
Katy
that.
Perry, no. Sarah, any idea?
No.
It's Awesome. Oh. Bright Idea.
No.
Here's my bright idea.
They completely flopped. Because their second album didn't make the top 100.
Yeah. But there was a song on it, Ain't No Party, which I really liked.
He wore a trilby indoors. I mean, what an idiot.
Fair enough. Question four, you'll get this. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Phlegm. That's Simon and Garfunkel.
With
The Sound of Silence.
It's correct. 2 points. That was Simon and Garfunkel with The Sound of Silence. Question five. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down. Think
Phlegm. Is it The Best of Me by the Foo Fighters?
It's incorrect. I'll carry on. Think you left me broken down. Think that I'd come running back. Baby, you don't know me because you're dead wrong. I'll repeat that. Sarah gets the chance to buzz in before you, did you? You think you got the best of me. Think you had the last laugh. Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down? Think that I'd come running back? Baby, you don't know me, because you're dead wrong.
I don't know.
Any idea, Sarah?
I feel like it's kind of Kelly Clarkson.
It is Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yay! Oh, gosh.
I'm going to pass it over to Joe, if he knows the name of the song.
No, because I was going to say Dead Wrong by The Fray, which is dead wrong. Kelly Clarkson. Okay.
Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. Baby, you don't know me because you're dead wrong. No. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That one. Okay, question six goes like this. So what if it hurts me? So what if I break down? So what if this world just throws me off the edge? My feet run out of ground. I got to find my place. I want to hear my sound. Don't care about all the pain in front of me.
Oh, my life, I know this.
I hope the BuzzBox enjoyed the intake of breath that Sarah had again. as she realised she recognised the number. So what if it hurts me? So what if I break down? So what if this world just throws me off the edge? My feet run out of ground. I gotta find my place. I wanna hear my sound. Don't care about all the pain in front of me.
Fiend. Is it Leona Lewis?
It is Leona Lewis with...
Oh, wait. Is it not called So What If It Hurts Me?
No, it's called Happy.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, did you know?
No, I was going to say okay. Bleeding Love.
No, it's not Bleeding Love. So yeah, that song, that very depressing song was called Happy.
A song about anemia, Bleeding Love.
It's a really good song.
It is a good song. Yeah, very good. Question 7. Tell me that you want me, baby. Tell me that it's true. Say the magic words and I will change the world for you. An army for the brokenhearted, marching through the streets and every city's burning to the ground under your feet. I must have done a really hard one today.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, I don't really listen to pop
music. The thing
is,
they're all really quite well-known people.
I don't listen to pop music.
Tell me that you want me, baby. Tell me that it's true. Say the magic words and I will change the world for you. An army for the brokenhearted, marching through the streets, and every city's burning to the ground under your feet.
This sounds like something like The Script.
It's not The Script. It does sound like The Script, though. I went to see The Script the other day. It was great.
Yeah. See what I said about never ending stream of facts a bit, Mark?
That was I Wanna Hold You by McFly.
Oh, I hate McFly.
Right. that-
3 more left in this round.
This is really hard.
I think it's probably best that it's over soon, because no one's doing very well.
Stop repeating them.
Question 8. Steady hands just take the wheel, and every glance is killing me. Buzz. Time to make one last appeal for the life I lead.
Fiend, Stop and Stare by One Republic.
Is correct! Yes! Someone got one right. So that was One Republic with Stop and Stare. Question 9. I'm going back to a time when we owned this town.
That's Flem. That is Sovereign Light Cafe by Keane.
Is correct. 2 points.
Oh, yes.
Question 10. You seem to find the dark when everything is bright. You look for all that's wrong instead of all that's right. Does it feel good to you to rain on my parade? You never say a word unless it's to complain. It's driving me insane. Blank faces
know.
In the studio. You seem to find the dark when everything is bright. You look for all that's wrong instead of all that's right. Does it feel good to you to rain on my parade? You never say a word unless it's to complain. It's driving me insane.
Duffy?
It's not Duffy, no. It's Hooverstank again with If I Were You. Well, that was a successful round all round. After the end of the third round, the lyrics round, I think Sarah has caught up a little bit. She's on 13 with Joe on 21. 2 rounds still to play for. Could go either way. I've picked this song now. It's a very summery song, fit for this occasion. This is Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine. What a delight. Welcome back. This is the Star Music Quiz. That was Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine. That was... We had fun in the studio with that one. It's a lovely day. And we hope you had fun in the Buzzbox as well. I had fun anyway. We need to press on because we've only got 15 minutes left. We still have 2 rounds left. Mm-hmm. So let's go on with round 4, which is the intriguing intros round. This is our favourite round. Mm-hmm. Me and Richard are going to live perform 5 intros to songs for you.
Two-man acapella.
And you have to guess what they are. I need, again, as always, the name of the artist, the name of the song, for a point each. The first one goes like this. Dum 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 da da dum 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 da da dum 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 da da dum 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 da da dum dum da da dum dum da da dum da da dum 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 da da dum.
Fiend.
Sarah?
Was it Michael Bublé?
Yes.
Just haven't met you yet.
Is correct. 2 points. Here's how it should have sounded. Come on, Richard.
Sorry. Like this.
That was number 1. That was Michael Bublé with Haven't Met You Yet. The next one goes like this. Are you ready to start this one, Richard? Yeah? Ready? I can help
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, I've got this one.
That is...
Down, 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 down.
Flem, I want it that way by NSYNC.
Serafini, do you want to have a guess? Do you want to hear it again?
The Backstreet
Boys. It is Backstreet Boys, yes. With...
The Backstreet's Back one.
No, it's also incorrect. Do you want to hear it again and then buzz in? Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's hear it again.
He's got it.
Talked it there.
Yes, we did.
Only Bones ever performed it. Larger Than Life.
Yes, it's correct. 2 points. Here's how it should have sounded. Okay, that was Larger Than Life by the Backstreet Boys. Number three goes like this. Dum 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 dum
dum. Is it Depeche Mode? Just can't get enough.
No, it's definitely not Depeche Mode. Wanna hear it again?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe thinks he knows it. We'll play again and then see what happens. Ready?
Yep. Dum 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 dum
dum. Is it? Can I
go? Yeah, go.
I might be wrong. Is it Take On Me by Aha?
It's not Take On Me by Aha. I wish it was, but it's not. Any idea, Sarah?
No, I don't know.
I'll play it to you. See if you can get it.
Oh, okay.
Mic's down.
It's not about you. It's
just like she's so lovely.
Yeah.
Was it that bad? No. Was it not good?
I mean, you can see where I got the plinky plonky aha.
Yeah. Let's go with number four.
Kick us off.
I recognise it.
Is that McFly?
It is McFly. With? Do you want to hear it again? Because that was fun. Let's do it again.
Is it Five Colours and a Hair?
It is Five Colours and a Hair. Well done, Joe Fleming. Here's how it should have sounded. The last one goes like this. This is fun. I like this one.
Flem, that's Monster by the Automatics.
Correct. Let's finish it and then let's play it because I like that. Let's play it. Here's how it should have sounded. That was the Automatic with Monster. Let's play it. That was the Automatic with Monster. That was the final question of the intriguing intros round. I think
We may have to skip out the musical break, I think.
Yes, we might have to skip out the musical break. And we'll play your song at the end.
Yeah.
We have only got 10 minutes left, so we're going to go straight into the final countdown, which is the final round. So I'm going to take my headphones off for this, because I don't need them. In fact, I'm going to take them all off, because I don't really reach while I'm sat. Okay, so, just to let you guys know, the scores at the end of round four, Sarah is on 18, Joe is on 24. So you have caught up.
I've had a good
there
comeback.
Are 6 points in it, and all of these questions, all of these answers, sorry, are worth 2 points Ooh. Each, okay? Now, the final countdown is generally a list of something, okay?
Yeah.
So this week's list, I'm going to go in between you guys until you can... Yeah, until I decide, and then you can buzz in.
Well, I don't understand what you mean.
So what I need you to do is, one by one, I'm going to ask Sarah first because she's losing. You need to give me the name of a band with an animal in their name. Okay? Now, this can be... The animals' names can be spelt incorrectly, but still sound like the animal. So I'm going to give the example
I've got one.
Okay, I'm not going to give an example, okay? So I'm going to go in between you guys, and you've got to think of names of band with animals in, and if everyone that you get is worth 2 points, okay?
Do you accept birds?
Yeah, birds are any animal in the world, but birds are animals, so yes, you may have birds. Okay, so do we all know what the stakes are? Do we all know what the game is?
Yeah.
Buzzbox, please feel free to buzz in with any bands with animals in their names. You can't have the animals, because... That's not, that's bad. You can't have it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Sarah Feeney, aka Taylor Swift 2.0. Although you only got 4 in the Taylor Swift round, which is disappointing.
Look, I'm going to start
with you. Just on it.
He was just very quick.
I'm going to start with you.
Noah and the Whale
is correct for 2 points. I didn't even have that one on my list. I should have had that one. Joe Fleming?
Gorillas
is 2 points. Sarah?
Pussycat Dolls,
2 points.
The Birds with a Y.
The Birds, 2 points. There's quite a lot of bird related ones, I'll say that. Think of classes of animals, so mammals, birds, reptiles, insects, quite a lot of insects. Or like invertebrates.
Oh, Owl City.
Owl City, 2 points.
Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
2 points. The last time I did this, there were a few that I didn't never heard of, and I thought people were making them up, but yeah, whatever. I'm going to need to press you for an answer.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to start buzzing in shortly. Sarah Feeney, any more before I pass it over to Joe? See how many points he can rack up?
I can't think of any.
You might think of some.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start buzzing in. So.
Okay, can I start?
Yeah, please.
Grizzly Bear.
Grizzly Bear, you can have that. 2 points.
The Reindeer Section. That's
the Reindeer Section. Yeah.
The Monkees.
The Monkees, you may have 2 points. Sarah Feeney's a bit annoyed that she didn't get that one. I'm going to turn the buzzbox around because there's a few people on the buzzbox getting the right way.
It doesn't matter if it's not spelled the right way. Just buzz in.
You can still buzz in if it's not spelled the right way.
The Beatles.
The Beatles, 2 points. The most obvious one, really.
What else?
Any more for any more? So we've got 5 minutes left of the show. Think of some.
Let's have a think.
The radioactive song, the dragon something, the Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, 2 points. I didn't have that one down on my list either.
No.
There's more than you think. But honestly, there's more than
Let's
you think.
Have a think.
I've got a whole list of them here. That's great.
Andrew Bird.
Oh yeah, you can have that. 2 points.
Oh. Wait, does it have to be a band?
Or an artist, yeah.
Birdie?
Yeah, Birdie, yeah. 2 points.
Sorry,
I should have said it could be an artist as well.
Yeah.
Like a solo artist.
Yeah.
My mind's gone blank.
Emily's got a good one on the buzz box. I'll give you a clue, we've had a couple of their songs today already.
Wolf Mother.
Wolfman had 2 points. Good shout. Abigail's got one on the buzz box, which kind of.
Buzz box, you are hilarious.
Buzz box is the buzz box has got. I'm really enjoying. I think the buzz box definitely has more than. They can be extinct or fictional animals as well, like Imagine Dragons, for example. That's kind of a clue.
Yeah, big clue.
Oh crikey!
It's a lot harder when you're in the studio.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to give you a couple more minutes before I reel off the list that I have here.
Oh, no.
And let us know how them. I think the Buzzbox, with their collective answers, I think maybe winning this quiz. Just saying.
I think so.
They're doing really well.
But the Buzzbox can use Google, so.
Any more for
animals? Anymore? Right. I had a few that I've.
Tick tock. We should play some background music.
Oh,
can I get my iPod out?
No, you can't. I'm gonna give you.
It's hard because it's so broad.
It is so broad, but there's.
I'm just walking around my imaginary zoo in my mind.
And I've got. Serafini, you need a few points to catch up. Exactly. Well, I'm not going to tell you how far behind you are. It's been a close one this week. It could have gone either way, I think. It's been good. I've enjoyed it.
Lion's Tiger.
Nice weather. Nice company. Some good banter. It's been good. I shouldn't really talk about this when they're trying to think of band names, really, but, you know.
Oh, I've got
Boomtown
one.
Rats.
Boomtown Rats. You can put that, Sarah.
I've got one, right, but it's in French, but it's...
Modest
it's,
Mouse.
carry on.
Can just, I say mine, which is in French? Le Tigre. That is a band.
Yeah, that okay, counts.
Yeah.
There's a rapper called Polar Bear.
Yes, there is. I am going to call it there, unless you have any last minute ones. I'll give you 10 seconds. 10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
4,
3. Two.
I'm gonna say that Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers just like broke off and
he does
no
does he do solo stuff?
He does do solo stuff. That kind of counts.
Okay, I'll give you 1 point for that. Okay,
Phoenix.
Oh yeah,
the Arctic
Phoenix.
Monkeys.
Arctic Monkeys. I'll go through my list here. Fleet Foxes.
Oh yeah.
Modest Mouse. We got Beatles, Monkeys, Gorillas, Alien Ant Farm. Oh. Papa Roach.
Oh yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Dead Mouse.
Oh, and then Snoop Lion, and then all the bloody ones.
Snoop Dogg, obviously.
Snoop Lion.
The Wombats.
Oh yeah.
The Turtles. Cat Stevens. Mm. Newton Faulkner. Steppenwolf. Def Leppard.
So many.
Oh.
Counting Crows.
Oh yeah.
Seal. T-Rex. Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie. Atomic Kitten. Jeff Buckley.
What?
Buck is like
Buck.
A...
Yeah.
Lamb of God, Minus the Bear,
there's a
Real Big Fish.
Minus the Bear.
Cheryl Crow.
I've thought of some more. There's a band called Lamb Chop.
The Doves, the Eagles.
Doves.
Yeah. Eagle Eye Cherry. Robin.
Eels, the band Eels, that's one.
Cobra Starship.
Yeah.
Dragon Force.
So
the
many.
Bee Gees. White Snake as well you could have had.
There are so many now that you
there's,
think
there's
about.
A lot. Yeah. Emily on the Buzzbox got McFly.
That's a good one.
Which was a good one. Eagles, Flavor, yeah, they got a lot. They did get a lot.
Yeah.
It was good. Lovely. Well, that is the end of today's Star Music Quiz, even though there's no one in the studio coming to follow us in. But we will recap with the scores anyway, regardless. Sarah has done very impressively well, I must say, on 32 points. Congratulations. Ooh. Our lowest score ever is 10, so you're far, far away.
Yay!
But Joe Fleming is today's winner with 47 points.
Ooh, wow.
Which means you have made it into the top two.
Oh, brilliant.
With my academic daughter, India. So
fantastic.
If you remain there, you will be showing down in the semester showdown in week 12. And if you win that, then you get to face against last year's semester winner, which was Amanda Litherland.
And that,
so that would be a very interesting...
That's because Amanda and I are good friends. Brilliant.
So, thank you very much for listening on the Buzzbox. So thank you very much for coming, Joe and Sarah.
Thank you.
Well, can I just quickly plug this at Andrew's Review Sketch Show Venue?
Absolutely.
1? Next Thursday, the 11th of April, loads of jokes. Not all written by me, thank God. Should be fun. Should be really fun.
It's going to be good. They hosted the Voice Festival in March and they were fantastic.
Did a fantastic job.
We're also having a big a cappella fest on the 8th.
Although, that'll be a rubbish. I don't come.
I'm trying to plug this. I'm part of the a cappella side. It's my duty to do this, you know. Yeah. A cappella on the rocks, guys. Yeah. It's 8th of April Anyway, that was the end of the quiz, the Star Music quiz. We'll be back next week with Snoop Dogg, who's going to be in the studio, and someone else. Haven't decided who it's going to be yet. So thank you very much, Joe Fleming.
Pleasure. Thanks for having
me. Thank you very much, Serafini.
Thank you, Pat.
I've been Mark Gregory, and this has been...
The King Crown.
A.K.A. Richard Phillips. We're going to close with a couple of numbers. This one is Rhythm Stars. By Tiny Temper, featuring Eric Turner. Great song. And then we're going to finish with how we started with Michael Bublé.
Yeah,
I think. Because that kind of sums up this entire day. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye, everybody. And we will see you next week.
Stay classy. Heard nothing like this in a while.